This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Former President Trump wants the verdict in his hush money criminal trial set aside. This just hours after a historic Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity. The AP's Jennifer King on what his lawyers are doing.
The letter to Judge Juan Marchand seeks permission to file a motion and asks him to delay Trump's July 11th sentencing while he weighs how the high court's decision could influence the New York case. Trump's lawyers argue that the Supreme Court confirmed their position that some evidence, like Trump's social media posts about Michael Cohen, should have been precluded because they constituted official presidential acts. Last year, a U.S. federal judge denied Trump's bid to move the trial, ruling that the evidence suggests the allegations of falsifying business records pertain to Trump's personal life and do not, quote, reflect in any way the color of the president's official duties, unquote. Monday's Supreme Court ruling delays Trump's election interference trial in Washington and all but rules out a trial before the election. Jennifer King, Washington.
President Biden's talking about Donald Trump and that Supreme Court ruling granting presidents broad immunity from prosecution.
Now the American people have to do what the court should have been willing to do, but will not. The American people have to render a judgment about Donald Trump's behavior.
He's calling on Americans to think carefully about who they will vote for in November's election. Hurricane Beryl is crossing islands in the southeastern Caribbean as a Category 5 storm. The National Hurricane Center's Eric Blake.
We expect the storm to begin to lose some strength later today, but we still expect it to be a powerful hurricane when it affects Jamaica on Wednesday.
An Israeli strike has killed at least 9 people in Khan Yunis, the city in Gaza. That's according to Palestinian health officials. If you're traveling for the holiday, gas is $3.50 a gallon this morning, up about 3 cents in a week, says the AAA. A year ago, it was $3.53. This is AP News. Gang violence in Haiti is affecting hundreds of thousands of children. The AP's Donna Warder.
The UN Children's Agency UNICEF says gang violence has uprooted more than 300,000 children in Haiti. Children are more than half of the nearly 580,000 people who've become homeless in the last 4 months. UNICEF's Executive Director Catherine Russell says the humanitarian catastrophe unfolding before our eyes is taking a devastating toll on children. The UN says gangs now control at least 80% of the capital, Port-au-Prince, and the key roads leading in and out of the city. And more than 2,500 people were killed or injured across the country in the first 3 months of this year. The agency says many children are living in makeshift shelters, and they're having to live in poor, unsanitary conditions, including at their schools, is placing them at risk for disease. I'm Donna Water.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.